You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
She was given only 24 hours to live as a child, having fallen out of a car. She survived. She was told she had MS, and in a few years she would never be able to walk again. Her life would be in ruins. She was miraculously healed. She ran the Christian bookstore in Vero Beach, Florida for 30 years, Wings of Joy, and her name is Joanne Stazuski.
Greetings. I don't know if it's morning or afternoon, but greetings.
Yeah. Well, great to have you here with us. And you said recently somebody, you gave your name. What happened?
Yeah, I said, my name is, she said, what's your name? I said, Joanne Stazuski. She said, God bless you.
that's Polish, but you're actually Italian because you were born Marino?
Correct.
Born Marino.
Yeah.
And you've had some miraculous encounters with Jesus. You're also a prayer warrior.
Absolutely, yeah. Prayer is a big part of my life.
Let me ask you this about prayer, though. Why is it that sometimes he answers and sometimes he doesn't? Like when we had those two conjoined twins, you know, with Dr. Carson, I think was involved.
I had said it was Dr. Carson. He has done several conjoined twins, but I don't know that he was the one that did the one here where the twins died.
Yeah, this wasn't somewhere I think this was in Europe, and the whole world was praying for these conjoined twins that it would work out. And then the next day they died, and I said, well, God, well, how come you didn't hear the prayers? And I thought, well, if we could manipulate God with prayer, then we'd be running the show instead of him. So then
I said, we don't always know the full story. We don't know what was going on with the twins. Who knows what their future held? Perhaps their future was going to be kind of disastrous, so the Lord took them to a beautiful place instead. I had a little girl that died at 14 months.
14 months? So you had her for 14 months?
Yes.
You had that baby in you for 9 months, then you had it outside for 14 months. That's only 2.5 years.
Yeah, I know. And, you just have to think. She may have had a horrible life. She could have had lots of things in her future that the Lord saw.
Was she okay health-wise? Why did she die?
No, she was born with a trisomy 18 disorder. They say it's incompatible with life. They have a weak heart and lungs. It was a miracle she lived for 14 and a half months. I literally gave mouth-to-mouth on an infant more than I think anybody in history, keeping her alive. But she was somebody that just brought our whole church together. As a matter of fact, after she died, somebody said, something seems wrong at church. We just don't seem to be bonded together. It was like Jenny Lynn was like the mayonnaise that holds a salad together. You know, everybody took part in helping out in any way they could. It was such an incredible hand of the Lord. You know, when you have people that love the Lord and they get together, it's just, you're all a part of a family, helping one another. It was wonderful.
Yeah,
wonderful experience. I would not have traded not having her. I mean, it was a very costly thing because she had to have two surgeries while she was alive, and her birth was expensive. But it was such a joy to have her. People would say, if I was in the grocery store, there's something so different about that child. It's like she looks into your soul. And truly, that's exactly what it felt like. Like when she looked at you, she saw something that you never saw in yourself.
Maybe she was a short-time visitor for a reason.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't know. We make excuses, but, you know, he says, my ways are not your ways.
Absolutely. And back to the why aren't some people healed and why doesn't God always listen to our prayers, I think a tremendous part of that is that people are holding unforgiveness in their heart. I'll never forget being in the bookstore one day, and one of my employees had just read a book, and she was telling me about it. It was a book about people having miraculous healings. And then this one woman had an experience where she was brought into hell and could see what was going on. And she saw a woman there that she knew in life, and that she felt was an outstanding Christian. And she said, why is she here? And the Lord said, she never forgave her mother-in-law for forgiveness is a huge part of any healing or any answers from the Lord. I believe that with all my heart. That's why I'm constantly asking the Lord, is there anybody I don't forgive for some reason?
Wow, you know, it's funny you should say that, because I had an abusive stepfather, not physically, but, you know, screaming and yelling. The guy's vice president of IBM, big shot, lots of money. My biological father was killed. But anyway, I remember him just yelling, even a little seven-year-old. You don't do that to a little seven-year-old. Mm-hmm. But so years go by. I only knew him from the age of 6 to 12, and then that was done. But so I had this, I think, bitterness or whatever towards him. All of a sudden, in a flash, I saw him standing in a line, and the light was on him. And there was the old him was behind him. And then he was just looking at me, smiling, this great big smile.
Wow.
And I said, oh, I forgot that he had blue eyes. He had blue eyes and blondish hair in the back, you know. And I thought, oh, wow. And he was just smiling, just like you're smiling at me now. He was smiling at me. And I realized, oh, God is showing me the new Mac in heaven. Right. And it helped dissipate. Another time I was angry with three ladies over in Nashville for years, 30 years. I'm driving down the road one night on A1A, coming back from JI. And the Lord said, are you the same person that you were 30-something years ago? I went, no, I've grown. Well, those ladies are not the same. They've grown too. So the women you have ought against no longer exist.
Hallelujah. Poof. Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful? I know it. That's such a big thing, to have total forgiveness for everyone. I mean, the Lord forgave us. I mean, he died for us. Just thinking about all the different things that we've done in our lifetime that we shouldn't have done. And he took the blame.
I wonder if that vision was real, though. She was seeing her friend in heaven, or that was just a lesson for that lady to scare her. You know, I heard this other story with this Buddhist guy. He was a Buddhist monk. He died. He died for days. They had him at the funeral pyre. They're about to light the pyre. He pops up alive. And he says, the Christians have it right. The Christians have it right.
Gosh.
Even Buddha's
wow.
in hell.
Oh,
Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, I've never heard that. That's wonderful. What wonderful news that is.
Yeah.
That's terrific.
So I don't know. Why would he lie?
No. That's wonderful news. Yeah. And I believe it wholeheartedly.
Let's talk about you, though. So you seem to have had your ups and downs. You lost your daughter. You fell out of the car at the age of what?
1 year old. Back, that would have been 1942. The car handles opened down. And my mother went around the corner, and I fell against the door handle, and the door opened, and I went flying out. My father said that the rear wheel went over my head. I kind of doubt that. I don't think I could still be alive.
Well, but you could use that if you're ever goofy. You could use that as an excuse.
Yes. But they said that I wouldn't live more than 24 hours. And I imagine that was my brain was swelling. And, you know, they just didn't think there was any way I could make it. But here I am.
Now, how fast were they going? Did they ever tell you?
No, I don't know.
Wow, so you were given a day to live, and that was it.
And that was it, yeah. And so here I am at 80.
Now, you had what I would call a perfunctory belief in Jesus.
Yeah.
You sat in the pew, but you really didn't know him?
No, I can say that I had a love for the Lord. I just had a hunger for the Lord. And I used to, I can remember going to church with my grandmother. I don't remember going with my mother, my father. My father, I don't think, ever darkened the doors of the church, except for getting married, and probably when he was dead, you know, for his funeral. But my grandmother loved the Lord, and she used to go to church all the time. And I remember going, having her hold my hand, and we would walk to church. And Luigi Turco was the pastor of the Italian Baptist Church. And so we would go, and I would watch him wave his hands and with his robe flowing up and down, and he would speak in broken English, and I was just mesmerized by his robe. I don't remember anything he said.
Lasagna and spaghetti. Hey, buongiorno. Well, the reason he started the church was he was a Catholic, but the local priest was willing to pay. If you paid him money, he'd give you the secrets that people gave away during confession.
Yeah.
What a horrible thing.
I know.
What is the matter with people?
I know. Yeah.
And they don't really believe that there's a God.
Well, they certainly don't. And so my grandfather started that church, and he evidently got upset about something else too, because he never went to church that I remembered, but my grandmother always went, and I would go with her. I don't even remember my sisters going. It was like, I just loved going. And then we got Reverend Binch, an absolute American. And he changed the name to Grace Baptist, and they put in a baptismal, and I was the first one to ever get baptized.
Oh, were you?
Yep.
At what age?
12 years old. So I was, you
so
know.
So you said you love the Lord, though. Wouldn't that have been enough to get you in heaven? You don't think?
I don't think so, because.
Why?
Well, because I truly didn't believe that Jesus saved me. I can remember somebody knocking on my door when I was about 32 years old and asking me if I was saved. And I thought, I never thought about that. I loved the Lord, but I don't know what would have happened if I died then. I just know that now I am grounded.
Okay, this person knocks at your door.
Yeah.
What happens next?
Well, he said, are you saved? And I said yes, but then I thought, after I closed the door and walked away, I thought, I don't really know what he's talking about.
So what did you do about it?
I was watching TV shows. PTO.
PTO, 700 Club.
Yeah, I was watching those, and they would, you know, ask, have you received Jesus? And then I went to church, and I took the evangelism program, you know, where they say, now, there's a chair over there. Do you believe that'll hold you if you sit in it? Well, you really don't know until you sit in it, you know. And so that's the way it is, you know. Do you believe Jesus will save you? Do you truly believe it? And at that point, yes, I do believe it. Without a doubt, I know that my place in heaven is guaranteed.
Now, you said when you made that decision, you felt a peace or a joy or something?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
A relaxation came over you?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm. Feeling of just peace. That amazing peace of the Lord that only the Lord can give you. And my life hasn't been especially easy. I've had a lot of hard knocks, but I just know the Lord is always there, and he's going to get me through
now,
it, no matter what.
Now, you were diagnosed with MS. You were given another, what, 4 years to live or something?
They said probably in 3 years I'd be in a wheelchair. And they had done all kinds of tests. I had to go to Melbourne because we didn't have neurologists in Vero Beach at the time. And after a week in the hospital doing all these different tests, they said that I had MS, and probably in 3 to 4 years I'd be in a wheelchair. And, you know, they basically gave me a doomsday diagnosis.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Here at Gallimore Motor Group, you can find an array of new and used cars to choose from. We provide auto mechanic services, auto sales, as well as auto financing options with incredibly low monthly payments. No social, no ITIN, not a problem. You may reach out to us today to find out how we can help to get the car of your dreams.